Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering complete holiday meals, sustainable meats, seasonal recipes, and more, with 10 neighborhood locations. More information at pccnaturalmarkets.com/holiday.
Well, Nancy, everybody knows that the whole reason for a Thanksgiving dinner is just this big setup to make a perfect turkey sandwich.
Well, Stein, you want to tell me what your idea of a perfect turkey sandwich is?
My idea is the platonic ideal of a turkey sandwich. All other post-Thanksgiving turkey sandwiches are mere flickering shadows on the cave wall. Let's just start from the bottom and work our way up.
Okay.
A slice of sourdough rye bread spread with a lubricant composed of 3 parts mayonnaise to 1 part ketchup and 2 drops of maggi sauce. On top of that, layer sliced turkey, then a little salt and pepper on top of the turkey. On top of that, some leftover stuffing, which has been pressed into a block and can be sliced like Spam. Put that on top, and then on top of that, some shredded, re-sautéed to make them even crisper, cracklings made out of some skin that you have secreted away so no one else could get it.
Oh, man, Stein, you're something.
And then on top of that, another slice of bread with that same lubricant. That is the perfect sandwich. Eat it, and then have another one.
For me, the best turkey sandwich in the world isn't really a turkey sandwich. It is when you heat the leftover turkey in the leftover gravy.
Oh.
You know, you layer it over some white sandwich bread from the supermarket, cheap bread, no fancy sourdough.
Yeah, right.
And then you have to eat it open-faced with a knife and a fork.
Oh, that's
It's not
terrific.
Exactly the Dagwood style of a sandwich, if you know what I mean.
If I may make a suggestion, go to some fast food joint and get a jumbo bag of French fries and put some of that gravy over them, too.
Well, that sounds a little unhealthy to me, Stein.
Just a little?
That's what the gravy's all about. But, you know, once the gravy is gone, for me, the best sandwich is dark meat only, like a hefty spoonful of my cranberry sauce and a schmear of mayonnaise. And it has to be on some kind of really fresh Kaiserish roll, you know, some soft roll, not a hard crust.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yours sounds okay. Of course, it ain't nothing compared to mine, but how could it be?
I always tell myself every year when I make a turkey that I'm going to roast another one down the line, maybe in a couple of months. It doesn't have to be for holiday.
Because that's the fun of being a grown-up. You can make a turkey anytime you want.
So, Stein, why don't I do it? What's wrong with me?
Lazy.
When I'm really lazy, Stein, I go down to Bakeman's, which is on Cherry Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue in Seattle, and I order myself a roasted turkey sandwich with cranberry on homemade dark bread. Fabulous. And it's like less than $5.
Well, I guess if you want to let strangers make your sandwich. But check this out for sandwich eating, Nancy. I came across this a couple of years ago, somebody suggested, and I've tried it since, and it's really fun. You know, you cut your sandwich in two, right?
Right.
You got two halves to the sandwich. Well, have you ever tried eating the first half one way up and the second half upside down, the other way up? It actually makes a difference. You get a little variety that way.
That's ridiculous.
Try it. It's really fun. And eaters, why don't you let us know what your platonic ideal of the perfect post-Thanksgiving sandwich is? You can do that at kplu.org. Just click up there on the homepage where it says features and open up Food for Thought and let her rip. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
No matter how you slice it.
She's still Leeson. I'm Dick Stein.